This is the final round of meditation, but we'll have a couple parts to it. We've strengthened our minds through mindfulness, what's called anapana, focus on the breath. We've become more aware through mindfulness of the sense of sound and of our thoughts, mindfulness of the mind. And we've done a Vipassana meditation, scanning our body for sensations. The third path to liberation from suffering is to build up so much compassion, so much loving kindness within us, that we just respond to things and people, situations with lightness, with compassion, with love, because we have that choice, we have that freedom. We're building up the freedom right now to not respond to mean with mean. We'll all get mean. The Buddha got mean. Got women accusing him of getting them pregnant and not paying alimony. Like, we're all gonna face tough situations at work, in our lives. No one's immune from that. But we do have a choice of how we respond to it. And so what if we build up so much kindness and compassion within us that we just respond to all situations with kindness and with love? I call it leveling up. Down there, there's mean. Down there, you can respond to mean with mean, or you can just level all the way up and respond to mean by being totally aware that usually when people act badly, it's because they're in pain themselves. And we can have compassion for whatever pain in their lives, maybe even in their childhood, caused them to say something mean or send a tough email or text. So let's build that up right now. And I was going to do something different, but I feel very drawn to doing a traditional loving kindness meditation. This is a meditation that a teacher based in New York, Sharon Salzberg, has brought over from India to the West. And it is very powerful and it works, so let's do it. As we sit in balance with our heads facing the sky, but comfortably, let's start with compassion towards ourselves, since we are the star of our lives, hopefully. And so say in your mind's eye, from your heart to your heart, may I be happy today. Just silently to yourself in your mind's eye. May I be safe and free from danger. May I be strong. May I live today with ease. May I be happy today. And we say this with the full meaning, not in the traditional Veda mantra meditation practice where it's just a sound to enchant our minds. We really mean what we're saying. May I be safe and free from danger. May I be healthy and strong. And may I live today with ease. And now let's bring to mind someone who it's easy for us to love. It might be a partner, a parent, a child, a sibling, a friend, a colleague, somewhere for our past or present lives. And imagine them sitting right here in front of you today, right now. And imagine you saying from your heart to their heart, may you be happy today. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be healthy and strong. And may you live today with ease. From your heart to the heart of this person you adore and who adores you, may you be happy today. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be healthy and strong. And may you live with ease. And now bring to mind someone who plays the role, let's say, of an extra in your life. It might be a doorman or someone you get coffee or tea or green juice from in the morning. Maybe someone you see at work, but you don't even know their name. And it is so delicious to realize that this person has a consciousness just like us. Hopes and dreams and fears, maybe bad stuff in their childhood. Maybe they wish they had a different job. Maybe they're having a great day or a tough day. And let's bring them to mind. In fact, let's bring them to sit in front of us here today in this moment. And imagine saying from your heart to their heart, may you be happy today. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be strong and healthy. And may you live with ease. May you be happy today. To this person we barely know, maybe we've never even thought about them having all these hopes and dreams like we do. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be healthy and strong. And may you live with ease. And now bring to mind somebody who's a bit difficult for you. It might be a relative or someone at work. Maybe someone in your personal life. Not your mortal enemy, but someone who's just a bit challenging for you to get along with. And imagine bringing this person to sit with us today. And imagine really feeling, because you can at least feel this. We can at least wish this person, may you be happy today. May you be healthy and free from danger. May you be safe. May you be strong. And may you live today with ease. For even the challenging people in our lives, what if we can build up so much goodwill that we can wish them? Because it is a choice. May you be happy today. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be healthy and strong. May you live today with ease. I can wish you this. May you live today with ease. And now let's think about all of the people in this room choosing to take a path towards freedom. Think about everyone in this apartment building, everyone around Union Square. See if you can zoom out and hold in your mind everyone in New York State, and in the United States. And then zoom all the way out and see if you can hold in your mind's eye all living creatures, people, animals, reptiles, birds, all living creatures. And we spend so much time thinking about ourselves. See if we can swim into the relaxation of thinking about everyone else. May you be happy today. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be strong and healthy. May you live today with ease. We're sending compassion and loving kindness out to all living creatures. May you be happy today. May you be safe and free from danger. May you be healthy and strong. May you live today with ease. Then now let's zoom in a bit to everyone in the United States, to everyone in New York State, to everyone in New York City. Zoom in further to Union Square, this building, this room, and yourself. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. It's play. It's effortless. It's a choice. To choose to wish ourselves, may I be happy today. May I be peaceful. May I live today with ease.